Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Throughout the show, we've been discussing the New York Times piece that essentially is an attempt to discredit the supposed real story of Thanksgiving. We're going to continue that discussion here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can also visit us online at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the website. When you look in the main column of the site, the front page of the site, you'll see there are different news items or videos or blog posts that have been put up there, and listeners like you are the ones that are putting those there and then voting on the ones you like or dislike, voting as to whether you like or dislike, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So head on over and see what that's about and get interactive at freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, Todd is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplified. Hello, Todd.
Dale and Mark, what's up, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a very interesting link from George Donnelly and I think a few other people on Facebook today. A YouTube link to George's channel. Whoopi Goldberg said some very, really ridiculous stuff about WeWon'tFly.com. On The View, which was a couple of days ago. Apparently, she's likened WeWon'tFly.com as terrorists. Basically,
she said that she should be on a watch list, right?
Yeah, the watch list. And that they should be on the watch list, which is, I think is ridiculous. And what I find particularly idiotic is that somehow her statement is saying that this is going to cause problems at the airport and whatnot. To me, that's irresponsible. And I think that not only that, I'm kind of wondering how George and Jim are going to respond to that.
You're talking about George Donnelly and Jim Babb from WeWon'tFly.com. It was my understanding they've been asking people to contact The View and suggest that they actually have one of the two of them on so they can respond to these accusations, because that's the thing they didn't do. They had a table full of five hosts of the show, all essentially
preaching harpies of The View,
attacking. They were kind of nice to Ron Paul when they had him on a couple years ago.
They weren't really very nice to him during this clip.
No, they certainly were not nice to. They did mention Ron Paul in a not very nice way. And, essentially calling them crazy and attacking them without giving them the chance to actually respond. So maybe they will actually have them on the show and they'll actually have the chance to speak out.
Which is what I think they should do. I think they should go on The View and basically tell Whoopi, Sherry Shepherd, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Joy Behar, and Barbara Walters that this is not, we don't advocate terrorism of any kind. And basically just tell Whoopi off straight up.
But Todd, if you don't go along with the government, you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
You're an extremist.
You're wrong to say that we're terrorists or that we're planning engaging in an act of terrorism when there is no evidence of any kind to substantiate that whatsoever. A lot of people opted out. That means if George and Jim are terrorists, then that means everybody who jumped on the bandwagon, including the vast 94% of the American people who chose to drive rather than fly on Thanksgiving Day, pretty much, or day before Thanksgiving, that is, that means they're all terrorists.
Well, I don't know if they would go. I don't know if they would go that far. I think they were suggesting that by gumming up the works of the TSA, that is an activity that is terroristic in nature. And
I think the best way to go at it, that particular kind of statement, Todd, is to ask them questions about the founding fathers, because this is where nobody wants to go. Is hey, look, the fact is, if this is terrorism, and I suppose you could make a statement that it's low level terrorism.
No, it's not. It's not using violence. violence to
achieve. It's not using violence, but it's you know, it's gumming things up. Whatever. I suppose you could make the argument. But what were the founding fathers when they threw tea in the bay?
Monkey wrenchers. That's
the fact is, it's, you know, this is a nation founded upon terrorism.
Are you trying to inspire fear in people? I guess would be the question you have to ask if you're trying to determine if something is terrorism.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, the fact of the matter is, the idea that they're trying to instigate this entire idea that you must submit to the state and its authority the second you opt out of going through the pornotrons or even being pat down, basically, you know, then somehow... some dangerous thought is, well, then you have no problems with terrorists going on board the planes. Well, terrorists can go on the board of planes in a multiple of ways.
Well, there's not much logic behind it.
I actually had this argument with someone just yesterday talking about TSA and just pointed out to him that nothing they've done so far has prevented any terrorism, any attempted acts of terrorism. I mean, they've failed drastically at that. And so, again, it just comes down to security theater. It's not actually protecting us from terrorism. It's just them looking busy.
Todd, thanks for the thoughts. They're doing something. Appreciate you bringing that up tonight, because it was definitely being passed around a lot on Facebook, and I thank you for bringing that up at 800-259-9231. Were I to get on, I wouldn't reference the Founding Fathers, Mark, maybe as you would, but I would define what terrorism is and point out how what the folks from WeWon'tFly.com and the people that support them were engaging in was not at all terrorism. It was an outreach/protest event, and that the people that are engaging in terrorism, and that is, you know, I'm going by memory here for the definition, but it is essentially the use of violence to get people to accept a certain political system, or the use of violence to promote a political viewpoint or to promote a political idea. And to scare people into accepting.
And that, by its definition, is the government.
Right. And so, so I would get on and say it's the government, the TSA, that are the real terrorists. They're the ones that are terrorizing people. They're trying to make people afraid so they will accept whatever the security state is.
The government's
controls.
Out there plastering everybody, and people, you know, sycophants for the government are out there plastering people with this term terrorist. In fact, it is the government which is, well, the most successful group of terrorists in any given geographic area.
Absolutely. Look at the millions
of
people.
All that a terrorist is a person who wishes to be the new government.
That's correct. The body count on the behalf of governments is much higher than in any terrorist organization than in all of the other so-called regular terrorist organizations combined. Governments are the ones that hurt people and scare people and terrorize. So the New York Times on the attack here, we've been just kind of piecing this together as we've gone throughout the show here tonight. The New York Times on the attack against what they're labeling as the Tea Partiers and what they think about Thanksgiving story, which, of course, this has been around a lot longer than the Tea Party movement. And the idea that conservatives in any way support the free market is, of course, a joke because they are a bunch of protectionists, most of them from what I've seen. But nonetheless, let's see what more of this lady has to say from the New York Times.
Well, some Tea Partiers aren't... just your average conservative. Some of them are people that believe in more liberty. They need a certain... I think a minority of them are. What's that?
A minority of the Tea Party.
I don't know. I haven't
polls have shown that about 30% are libertarians.
Why? Would they claim the term libertarian?
No, I think that they would... Well, I don't know. I don't recall. I'm not going to go out on that limb.
Right. But just because somebody doesn't use the term libertarian, which is a terrible one, it's an awful term. People, when they hear the term libertarian, they construe it in all sorts of different ways. I don't know what the philosophies are. I know that at one point I needed education on the ideas of liberty, and I'm not willing to call, you know, me a bad person at that time just because I needed some education.
I would guess that 30% are people that might self-identify as libertarian. But, of course, that doesn't mean much, as we've seen.
Yeah, it's just guessing. So, anyway, here she's, this gal who's writing the article here. Let me give her a name one more time so you can look her up and send her an email. Kate Zernike, something like that. She's, made the incredibly, the incredible point that, well, it's not socialism because the Pilgrims were, in fact, shareholders in this company, the Massachusetts Bay Company.
That is where they owned the land collectively in the beginning and then changed it to an individual ownership paradigm, which should dramatically...
By the same claim, you could say that we're shareholders of the federal government, right? no.
Right, which, this is just silly. It can't be socialism. I mean, you could design a company along socialistic standpoints. I'd call this closer to communism, by the way.
They did call the guy the governor of the colony. That That certainly is a very governmental sounding word to me. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're here live all Thanksgiving weekend. Take your calls, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And the three of us here in this studio made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because we understand that the best solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime, best one I've ever heard at least, is to get liberty-minded people, people that understand what freedom is, that understand that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free, that we should be able to live our lives however we want, so long as we don't harm others. People that get that, getting them together in the same place, that's the key. That's the key strategy toward achieving liberty in our lifetime. And from that strategy, all kinds of things will happen, as we've seen here so far, with a few hundred people already having made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've seen an incredible explosion in activity that dwarfs anything I've ever done when I used to live down in Florida. Everything from civil disobedience to creating media to getting active in politics, it's all happening here. You can find the kind of activism that is interesting to you. And if you can't find it, then start it. And you'll find that other people were waiting for you to start it, and they'll jump on board and get excited by it and help you out with it. Go to freestateproject.org to get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. And don't forget, the Next 1000 Pledge is still going through the end of the year. You can sign up under the Next 1000 Pledge and pledge to be here in New Hampshire by the end of next year. If you can do that, go to pledgebank.com/next1000. That's pledgebank.com/next1000. Now, the New York Times, Mark, is on the attack about this supposed real story of Thanksgiving, which is the lesson that the Pilgrims learned, the early settlers of Jamestown, for instance, where they were dying off of starvation and killing one another, and it's just a horrible scene because they owned everything communally. They owned everything together, and they had to pour it all into the same pot before it was then doled out to everyone equally. And it turned out that was really bad for people's incentives, and people died as a result of famine. But it wasn't because the crops were bad or the land was bad or anything like that. It was simply because people didn't have the incentives to do things. And so once they were granted ownership of their own property, all of a sudden the harvest exploded and they had a surplus. And from that point out, things were much better at the colonies. And the New York Times is saying that's not true.
Well, what they're doing in their attack here is the most staggeringly feeble attack that I've ever experienced. I mean, I'm surprised the New York Times has put this in because it's so bad. It's either intellectually dishonest or intellectually lazy.
Well, it's attacking it kind of semantically, isn't it? I mean, basically it's saying, well, it's not really socialism,
right,
because there's no government.
The Tea Party calls it socialism, I guess, is what they're saying. I don't know if Tea Party says anything, but the people in the Tea Party are calling it socialism. And they're saying, well, it's not socialism because it was a private company that was the only, the governor of the private company wasn't actually a governor, even though he was the only law that was in that particular area. So it wasn't socialism, even though he was the guy in charge of all the stuff that was owned communally.
Now, hey, just hold on, Mark. Sense. If they didn't like it, they could have left.
Right.
Is that what you always hear if you don't like the government? If you don't like it, leave.
So well, anyway, her point here is that it isn't socialism.
Well, and that would make sense from the perspective of a socialist. I mean, all of the socialists that are really into socialism
these days
have their own viewpoint as to what socialism should be.
Sure.
And so she's looking at it and saying, oh, this isn't really socialism. Well, she's probably right from her perspective, but it still doesn't negate the facts of that collective ownership is not superior to individual ownership. And that's the real moral of the story. It's not socialism versus capitalism. It's collective mentality versus individual mentality. Anyway, go ahead with the piece.
So, going on here, it was directed ultimately to private property, said Richard Pickering, a historian of early America. Yeah, that's why they were able to quickly change when the system wasn't working. If this was a real government, they would have waited until everybody died, every last one of them, and they would have said, oh, that didn't work, let's try it again. And because government doesn't receive the same kind of incentives that in the marketplace that that a company would. So yes, he's right, but it was socialism in sort of a company hierarchical fashion. A historian of early American, deputy director of Plymouth Plantation, a museum devoted to keeping the Pilgrim story alive. The arrangement did not produce famine. The arrangement did not produce famine. If it had, Bradford would not have declared the 3 days of sport and feasting in 1621 that became known as the First Thanksgiving. The celebration would never have happened if the harvest was going to be less than enough to get them by, Pickering said. They would have saved it and rationed it to get by. And I think that this is the best point, even though I don't know what the cases are. Why did half of the people in the Plymouth plantation there, the Massachusetts Bay Company, why did they die? I mean, I assume they died from starvation. I don't know what otherwise.
Probably some disease.
Jamestown certainly had some of the same issues, and so the story's true for them.
Probably some freezing to death, some disease, things like that.
What kind of diseases?
They didn't have much sanitary factor there, so lots of disease, I would imagine.
They brought the diseases more than they dealt with them. But anyway.
Well, you asked what people were dying from.
I think the answer is starvation.
That's a big answer.
I don't know.
I believe the primary.
That's what the claim is, and he's saying that it didn't happen. She's claiming it didn't happen, but he says the celebration would never have happened if the harvest was going to be less than enough to get them by. In the story it says that it was the Feast of Dying Men, so I don't know. I don't know what the point is there. None of us were there. There are competing stories as to what happened, and I can't say.
It's irrelevant to the point. If it's true that Bradford, and I've read his quotes from his diary, Bradford realized that there was a problem with their organization and changed it. That's the relevant point of the story as to what year Thanksgiving started. I don't think that matters too much.
Well, it wasn't the year. It was why. But one man's laziness is another man's industry. Based on the agricultural methods they've learned, as young people, he said. Excuse me, I skipped forward here. I want to read one more paragraph. Competing versions of the story note Bradford's writings about confusion and discontent, accusations of laziness among the colonists. But Pickering said this grumbling had more to do with the fact that the Plymouth colony was bringing together settlers from all over England at a time when most people never moved more than 10 miles from home. Although they traveled a great deal, I don't know what the point he's making here. I've read histories from that time, and people were all over the place. Granted, they may have lived in the towns in which they were born, but they traveled all over the place, and they probably married and things like that. They spoke different dialects and had different methods of farming and looked upon each other with great wariness. One man's laziness is another man's industry based on the agricultural methods they've learned when they were young, he said. So this is his explanation for the
he's saying they weren't being lazy, they were just being different.
Yes. So Bradford, choosing not to go work because you felt sick.
I wish I had Bradford's quotes in front of me from that one of the original pieces. I might be able to pull some up, but I remember he was talking about people stealing from one another. I mean, are they going to address that one as well?
No, they're not. That's the addressing of it.
I wonder if it was a communist style system, and it certainly sounded like it.
It was.
Then maybe trying to keep some of their own food that they had grown themselves. If that would be considered stealing, because they didn't contribute it to the pile like they were supposed to.
It would certainly be against the rules.
The thing that we've got to consider here is, when you're talking about Survivor, the show, the people trying to win the game, are they bad people, or is it gamesmanship? I mean, once you set up communism, you set up a system that is contrary to people working hard to get, to benefit themselves. Then they're working hard for the group. And that doesn't work.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. How did it happen? The colonists and the Jamestown settlement, was it like we said it was, or is the New York Times right? It's Free Talk Live.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there totally free. We've got news updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up to follow us via email, via our email updates, or you can do Twitter or Facebook. We've got those too. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
MemoryDealers.com has the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so we're talking about the New York Times attacking the supposed real story of Thanksgiving, which is based on the writings of William Bradford, who was the governor of the Jamestown colony back then when people were dying of starvation under their communal property ownership situation. They changed it. They changed it to individual ownership, and then all of a sudden they had a bounteous harvest.
Good enough.
And so, Mark,
lots of food.
I've got some of the quotes from Bradford here.
Yeah.
We can share those here in a moment. Where are we at in the piece?
In the story, I think that there's probably some places for quotes here from Bradford. Bradford did get rid of the common course, as he called it, which there wasn't the term communism or socialism out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in 1623 after the first Thanksgiving, and not because the system wasn't working. The pilgrims just didn't like it.
Didn't like it because they were starving.
Mr. Pickering said, there was griping and groaning. Bachelors didn't want to feed the wives of married men, and women didn't want to do the laundry of the bachelors. the real reason agriculture became more profitable over the years, Mr. Pickering said, is that the Pilgrims were getting better at farming crops like corn that had been unknown to them in England.
So he's just saying that, well, they just learned how to do it right over the next couple of years. It didn't have anything to do with the switching, is what his claim is.
You know, that somehow that this that they got better.
It's funny. They're almost admitting the point that was made in the original article was that, you know, people didn't want to work because they were working without reward, working for other people without any particular, you know, why should they have to do that work for those other people? And sure enough, she's saying they didn't like it, but she's not acknowledging that that was a disincentive for doing work and that they didn't produce as much.
Right. Well, so the claim is that the production increased and that they didn't like the system. Not that production increased because the system that they had was bad, but just that they just didn't like it. So
it was just a coincidence, Mark.
Right.
Yes, they hated the old system, but they worked as hard as they would have otherwise, even though they hated it. That's not the reason.
Which, of course, is not what Bradford says.
There's no correlation whatsoever.
In his quotes, here they are from LouRockwell.com. Actually, they're directly from the Plymouth Plantation, which is it's a book that Bradford wrote. You can buy that through Amazon. Read this for yourself.
Okay. And this is the organization. Plymouth Plantation is the name of the organization that this guy, the socialist here, who's defending the whole system that he's the head of.
Quote, the experience that was had in this common course and condition, so again, that's his term for the communal ownership, tried sundry years, and that amongst godly and sober men may well evince the vanity of that conceit of Plato's, that the taking away of property and bringing community into a commonwealth would make them happy and flourishing. For this community was found to breed much confusion and discontent, and retard much employment that would have been to their benefit and comfort. For the young men that were most able and fit for labor and service did repine that they should spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children without any recompense. And I had to look up repine, to be in discontented or in low spirits, to complain or fret. So here he is saying that these guys were pissed.
Didn't work for them.
That they had to go and work for these other people, the women and children who aren't working. They had to work for them and they weren't being compensated for it. The strong, he says, had no more in division of victuals and clothes than he that was weak and not able to do a quarter that the other could. This was thought injustice. So making it very clear that these people were very upset about the situation, upon all being have alike, all being to have alike and all to do alike, they thought one as good as another, and so did work diminish. Work diminished, he says. Not like this guy is claiming in the New York Times article, oh, they worked just as hard, it's just they got better at farming over the years. That's all. That's the only thing that changed.
So, you know, the claim here is that the Republicans and the Tea Party and the whomever are rewriting history, but, well, you know, these are the Bradford quotes here.
There's more. The mutual respects that should be preserved among men. Let none object. This is men's corruption. All men have this corruption in them. And then here's another quote. All this while no supply was heard of, so they began to think how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop than they had done, that they might not still thus languish in misery. At length, the governor, with the advice of the chiefest among them, gave way that they should set corn every man for his own particular, and in that regard trust themselves, and so assign to every family a parcel of land, for that end only for present use. This has had very good success, for it made all hands very industrious, so as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any means the governor or any other could use, and saved him a great deal of trouble, and gave far better content. The women now went willingly into the field, and took their little ones with them to set corn, which before would allege weakness and inability, whom to have compelled would have been thought great tyranny and oppression.
Hmm.
Do you understand what he said there?
Sure. If you would have forced the women to work, it would have been hell to pay among the husbands and the wives.
And they didn't work before.
There are basically two kinds of ways to get to motivate people, the carrot and the stick. And if you're not using the carrot, then the stick is all that's left. And I think that that's
not very good.
You know, and that's what's scary about communism is if you think someone's not pulling their weight, eventually the stick has to come out.
Well, you know, at this time frame,
it has to get violent.
The stick was all they had. I mean, the fact is they dispensed beatings to these people and they weren't even slaves. I mean, you just dispensed beatings to the people that worked for you. It was a matter of course to beat your employees.
So it sounds to me, Mark.
I mean, like everybody, can you imagine somebody who worked with Ian at that time period?
So it sounds to me, Mark, like this supposed historian that the New York Times is quoting here either has not read what William Bradford himself has said or is just totally covering for communism here.
I guess.
Because the quotes in this piece here make it very clear. Before they switched to individual ownership of property, these people were lazy. The women and children didn't want to work. People were complaining. There were other problems. There's another quote that I had here I can't pull it up right now. But essentially, you know, pointing out that people were very mean to one another, very nasty toward one another, and, you know, pointing fingers at who's doing what. And then all of a sudden, everything changed. Everything changed as soon as they switched the system. Women and children going out into the field and working, everyone becoming industrious. All hands, he said, became industrious after they switched the incentives.
Pretty powerful comment, I'd say.
I can't imagine that the New York Times has much more to say on this. What else?
Well, they do go on. Remember, they're still, you know, writing as though what you've said hasn't been said. The real reason
seems to rely on ignorance. Like, they're just counting
totally
on you to not go and read it directly for yourself, which seems to be the case with a lot of history taught in schools, too, is they teach you an overview and everything. They cite specific things for you to read, but they don't really count on you to actually going to the source itself and reading, say, articles from the time and things that were actually written at the time. You know, they want to paraphrase all of it.
Now, this one I wasn't as clear on, Jamestown. I was pretty sure that the story was about the Massachusetts Bay Colony. As for Jamestown, there was famine, but historians dispute the characterization of the colony as a collective society. I'd like to point out that I live here in New England, and I can, now, obviously not in the particular area where the colonists came from, but, you know, an area that's kind of overgrown from what used to be a farm area. New Hampshire used to be mostly farms, and now it's mostly forest. And I can only imagine what it was like to land here and then try to make a living for yourself when there's trees all over the place. You can't plant corn in trees.
1-800-259-9231. You take control. We'll continue the ignorance from the New York Times here in a moment. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're here live throughout the weekend, as we normally are, at freetalklive.com. You can join us on our website and enjoy all the features there, including our listening options, broadband and dial-up streams, airing the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. And we've also got our webcam. You've got also the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen into our streams that way. In addition, we've got a satellite channel and over 80 wonderful radio affiliates on the AM and FM band across the country. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com to get details on all of that and get yourself tuned in. By the way, a lot of archives are available right up there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. So if you miss a moment of the show, you can just download as many as you want, all the way back to as late as 2006 when you click into the archive section, all of it free and courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, free domain transfer, free file transfers, free database transfers, free script transfers. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that web porthole that we have created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. You get your first month completely free, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the number. We're digging into the New York Times piece, which is just full of basically speculation to cover for the truth, which is...
This is a lie. I'm sorry, Ian. I mean, speculation...
Well, he speculated as to the... They've got this historian in this article...
He's a historian... Hold on, Ian.
...who is saying that, the reason I would say that they'd had the Thanksgiving was because, they wouldn't have had a Thanksgiving if they didn't have a great crop or something like that. He doesn't even know that their crops were terrible back then, according to William Bradford of the Jamestown Colony.
Richard Pickering, a historian of early America and the deputy director of Plymouth Plantation, a museum devoted to keeping the Pilgrim story alive.
Oh, so he should know then.
Right.
I thought they just pulled up some historian and I was like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I didn't realize that.
No. I mean, I you know, maybe I didn't, maybe you weren't paying as close attention doing that. But that guy just, I mean, this guy should know. They found a shill.
Yeah.
And that's all he is. This is a Democrat newspaper or a liberal newspaper found a liberal shill in, oh my God, Massachusetts, to shill for communism or socialism. That's all. This is a lie. I mean, that's the best I can come up with.
All right, let's continue.
All right. Excuse me.
Because we've already proven he just doesn't even... He's lying, as you're pointing out. I think you're right. He probably is lying. I normally try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I understand. But, and, I mean, you can't, prance the world like Pollyanna. It just doesn't work.
I mean, we read the quotes from William Bradford, the governor of the Jamestown colony, and he makes it clear that people were lazy and shiftless, and they were, they were attacking one another, and they were mean, and they were nasty, and they hated the system, and then they changed it to individual ownership.
Some were starving to death.
Yeah, and they changed it to individual ownership of property, and then all of a sudden, everybody got to work, and everybody was very productive.
Yeah, and you'll notice there's very few quotes from William Bradford in this. So anyway, as for Jamestown, there was famine, but historians dispute the characterization of the colony as a collectivist
again,
colony.
That vague historians without
yes.
a quote.
Right.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
So now here, Karen Oldar Kupperman, a historian at the New York University and author of the Jamestown Project, said, "To call it socialism is wildly inaccurate. It was a contracted company and everybody worked for the company. I mean, is Halliburton a socialist scheme?" Now, I don't know what I don't know whether these people were stakeholders as they were in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. This isn't stated.
See if everyone at Halliburton, from CEO down to the lowest worker, all gets the exact same share of all the profits that Halliburton makes.
I doubt that. I doubt that it was set up in that way, even for any of them. Can you imagine the governor having the same amount of shares as the guy out plowing his field? I mean, that doesn't
publicly.
Well, I don't know.
If he was smart, he'd publicly be having the same amount of shares, but then quietly would be taking more for himself.
This is the time of lords and earls and dukes. Nobody had that expectation at all.
Oh, really?
You beat your employees because you could.
Yeah.
How people motivated
people.
The
statement is fairly, from the socialist perspective, it's an accurate statement in that it's, it's not socialism. Socialism is normally imposed upon people, and these people did join into this voluntarily. It is a socialistic, more collectivist, I think is a better accurate, more accurate term here, and they couldn't deny its collective ownership. But that's not what they're trying to deny. They're just trying to nitpick on one particular word.
Right.
Here.
They're nitpicking on
the whole thing out as a result.
Nitpicking on the term socialism as to what it is, and it's probably not state ownership of the means of production, but I think you can make an argument for that anyway. However, I'm of the opinion that any government is socialist. I don't care what form of government it is. It owns the means of production. If you are able to tax someone, you either own the thing upon which they tax, or you're taxing their wages, which means you own their labor.
Right. Well, ownership is control.
If you own all the land and you own all the labor, then you own the means of production. So anyway, widespread deaths resulted mostly from malaria. Three tree ring studies suggest that the settlement was plagued by drought. But the biggest problem, Professor Kupperman said, was the lack of planning. The Virginia settlers came to the New World thinking that they could find gold or a route to the Pacific Ocean via the Chesapeake Bay and made a quick buck by setting up a trading station like the others were establishing in the East Indies.
I believe all that.
Yeah, makes sense. It was wishful thinking. And by the way, on this show, we never addressed the Jamestown Project, as I recall. We only talked about the Massachusetts Bay Project. So it was just wishful thinking.
Jamestown was the governor, William Bradford.
No, Jamestown was the southern one in Virginia. This was William Bradford was over the one in Plymouth.
Oh, really?
The Plymouth
Bay. Okay, apologies.
It was wishful thinking, a failure to recognize that these things are really, really difficult. And I'll agree with that. I don't think, I can hardly imagine what it's like to show up on the shores of New England. This is in Virginia, and I couldn't speak to that as well. But when you're talking about forest all over the place, it's not like you come to cornfields. You got to plant the cornfields, and to plant cornfields, you have to have some area where trees aren't.
Yeah.
And if the trees are there, I could hardly imagine what it's like to try to get, these things cleared
Good
without
digging through those roots.
Yeah, can you imagine trying to dig up roots with what? Oxen?
Yeah. Pulling trunks, pulling out tree roots is
a
difficult task.
Yeah, a stump a day would be an amazing thing.
And
I can't
then
imagine
comes.
How you would do it. What?
And then winter comes at some point.
And then you have to plow that, and I just don't have any idea how they managed to pull it off. I'm one guy with a chainsaw and all the modern amenities. Even with a wood splitter, I don't have one, but I borrowed a friend's in the past. It's heck of enough for me to split enough wood to put up for winter. And I can hardly imagine what it's like for these people.
So
it's really, really difficult.
For my confusion, I've been saying that Bradford was in Jamestown like this whole time and wasn't corrected. So go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. The Tea Party's take on Thanksgiving may have its roots in the Cold War. Samuel Eliot Morrison, the admiral and historian who edited Bradford's Of Plymouth Plantation, titled the chapter about Bradford ending the Common Course, Indian Conspiracy, Communism, and Georges. I don't know what that means. Gorges? I don't know. But what is... What's that?
Not Georges, as in the political framework?
No, I don't. Okay, yeah. I can hardly imagine. That was much later.
Yeah, you're right, of course.
But it is important to note that he was writing in 1952 amid great American suspicion of the Soviets. The challenges of the Cold War dealing with Russia are reflected in the text. Mr. Pickering said, likewise, Cleon Skousen, the author of Making America textbook, was a anti-communist crusader in the 1960s. His term for Jamestown was not socialism, but secular communism. I think that's a better term. I don't know about Jamestown, but it certainly, for me, it works for the Plymouth plantation. So what's going on today is a tradition of conservative thought about the early community structure, Mr. Pickering said. This is the fellow from the Plymouth Plantation organization. William Hoagland, the author of Inventing American History, agreed. Across the political spectrum, there's a tendency to grab hold of some historical incident, yoke it into a current agenda. He said it doesn't always mean that there's no connection, but often things are presented as historical first rather than as part of the agenda first. And indeed, many can play this game. Professor Kupperman, for instance, said the Jamestown story reminded her mostly of the Iraq War. It was kind of like the idea that the Iraqis would greet us with flowers, she said. So,
what's supposed to mean?
Well, I guess that the Indians weren't happy with them, you know, in some
ways.
Can't
blame them.
Oh, my God, the Indians. I mean, they really got the bad end of the stick. The Eastern Coastal Indians just, you know, it just was terrible dealing with the settlers. Mm-hmm. Basically, they were looking for any opportunity to go after the Indians and kill them and slaughter them so they could take their land. But, you know, agreed, both sides can make up stories, but, you know...
Look at the government history textbooks. I mean, it's all totally
embellished.
That's
the whole stated purpose of history. If you ask some history teacher or history professor, well, why should we study history? What's the answer?
To learn from mistakes?
To avoid the mistakes of the past. So if the claim is that you can't take history and transpose it on ideas and incidences from today, it nullifies and negates the whole purpose of history.
1-800-259-9231.
Desperate.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, in government school, which is run by the government for the purpose of promoting the government, that's what history is about. It's not about learning from mistakes of the past. It's about educating young people in America as to why government is great and why we need government. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is next. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.